Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Fair Board member Brayton Turner, ahead of the fair, which kicks off this Sunday.
The clock is ticking down, and it's almost time for the Washington County Fair to kick off for the year. And with this, can you first give us a little bit of an update as far as the facilities are concerned? I know that you guys work all year to make sure that those grounds are ready.
Yes, no, indeed. As a fair board, there's 24 of us, and we meet the second Wednesday every month all year long, and so we're out there continuous. And leading up to the fair, the first month, we're out there about every other day, and every Wednesday for sure we meet, and so... Yeah, we got a lot of projects going on. We have done some work on our North Hog building, put some new curtains and whatnot on that, and really enriched the looks of that building for sure, and really going to help with some air movement for all the kids. It definitely gets warm in there, that's for sure. Also in our 4-H hall, we've done a lot of electrical updates and for some air ventilation in there. It's always warm in there as well. Last year, we put a stage in the corner of that building with some bleachers. And so this year, we'll have some more events, some nail driving events and things like that, to where hopefully we can be in the shade and some places for people to sit right there close to the food venues also. So kind of add something to that. Also, we had a big sewer project out there this year to help out with our buildings and our campgrounds and whatnot. And so that was a very well funded and needed project that we have gotten out there. If you've been out there recently, we have also had a great project with concrete, the Dahlmeyer Hall, the lower parking lot. And that's where all the machinery is parked during the fair. And so that'll be a nice add-on to the fair throughout the year with snow removal and whatnot. So it's curbed and painted lines, and it's going to be a real nice add-on for the fair.
And talking about some of those livestock buildings, they always look so full. You know, it's nice to see such a vibrant county fair.
Exactly, yeah. You know, we really thrive on our fair, and we're so excited all the participation we have. We have some really good 4-H'ers and FFA exhibits out there, and we really are excited for this fair. Our numbers seem to go up with all the livestock events, and we're just trying to keep it better because it's all about the youth.
And can you remind us about some of those events that happen each night of the fair?
Yeah, definitely. So Sunday night, July 16th, which is coming up here, is the kickoff, and that is where we'll have our queen contest to kick off that night. And we'll also be doing a garden tractor pull, and that'll be at the grandstands. When we move on into Monday, that's our big one with the sanctioned tractor and truck pull at the grandstands. Also, then Tuesday, we kind of move into our the rodeo, and there's always fireworks after that, which is always a big hit with the crowd. And then we move into our Wednesday night. We have our talent search, the Bill Riley Talent Search, which will be at the community center. And this year we have a band that will be performing also at 8 o'clock after the talent show that we're really excited about, that we saw at a convention up in Des Moines. So we're really excited to get them here. And then Thursday night, which is also always a big night, the motocross, that always brings in a really big crowd.
Yeah, there's not very much parking.
No, it get there early, yeah. That's for sure. It fills up fast. And then Friday night, we always end up the week with the demo derby. And us as a fair board, we always purchase and do fireworks to follow that. So that's kind of what we do all throughout the week of an evening. And is the weather pending, we always have a great turnout, that's for sure.
And if people want to get tickets, are those still available?
Tickets are definitely still available. You can get them right at the gate when you come up. They're $10 per day, 10 and under free. Or also you can purchase the week pass for $25 whenever you want to go. But everything will be at the gate. Or you can go out to the extension building at this time yet before the fair and purchase them.
And as a former 4-H'er and FFA member, what's your favorite part of the fair?
The livestock judging and just seeing, especially now, just seeing all the youth out there, all their hard work, and that's always really neat to see them out there getting all their animals ready. And, you know, also with your non-livestock exhibits, you know, these kids, they'll come in Saturday with their non-livestock and start judging on Saturday for some of that stuff. And And it's just, it's really neat seeing all the kids. Boy, they put a lot of work into this year round, and a lot of times as soon as the fair's over, they have about a month, and some people are already planning on their next year's project. And these kids really put in a lot of work, and that's what the fair's about.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington County Fair Board member Brayton Turner. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.